Welcome, Chiefs fans, to the second episode of the Arrowhead Fanatic Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Thomas, and I cannot wait to talk Kansas City Chiefs football. That game yesterday was awesome. If you happen to listen to the first episode, it didn't get released until Sunday morning. I didn't realize how difficult this was going to be to get this podcast out. But I kind of decided that I want to split this up. I want to have one early in the week where I can review last week's game and talk about the daily fantasy picks that I had. And then I'll do one later in the week previewing the next week's game and my daily fantasy picks for next week. So this week, in this first podcast, I'd like to talk about what I saw on offense. And then what I saw on defense, and then review my daily fantasy picks from the game. All right, let's get started, guys. The offense, wow. That was amazing, guys. I'm sure you all were jumping up and down like I was Sunday. I think after Tyreek Hill's second touchdown, I got on Twitter and said I've died and gone to heaven. And that's the way I felt. By the way, if you do want to follow me on Twitter or DM me, give me some ideas for the podcast or tell me I suck, that's cool. I'm at JTheFan1 on Twitter. So the first thing I got to talk about is Patrick Mahomes, because we were all waiting. I swear I was hyperventilating before this game. I just knew God was going to take me 5 minutes before kickoff. The irony. But he made it, and it was awesome. There were a lot of things he can clean up. It wasn't a perfect game by any means, but it really set my mind at ease. Of course, Mahomes showed off the cannon of an arm that he's got, but more importantly to me, I think he showed a lot of poise and confidence and even some maturity in this game. And the maturity is something that I really hoped was there. I really believed it was there. But once you see it, man, I just feel so much better about the guy. I kind of wanted to talk about a couple plays that he made that really stood out to me that were good. And then a couple plays that really stood out to me that he needs to work on. The first play that I loved was the one where the snap was a little bit to the left. And when they showed the replay, you could tell his eyes never went to the ball. They stayed perfectly downfield. And his hands found the ball. He got his grip and he made a great on-target pass. Just the fact that he didn't panic. He didn't put his eyes down. He stayed exactly where he needed to and he made a play. I feel like as great as Alex Smith was, if that had happened, his eyes would have went down. He would have grabbed at the ball and he would have scrambled. The second really great play that really stood out to me, it was actually an incompletion. But Mahomes rolled to his right and then launched one downfield to DeAnthony Thomas. And if it wasn't just a perfect play by Derwin James, DeAnthony Thomas has a touchdown. And that play kind of surprised me, the fact that DeAnthony Thomas really stretched the field. That's something that he hasn't really shown that he can do in the past. It could be that he just wasn't getting the opportunity. But I didn't see him as a weapon that Mahomes could use until I saw that play. And it wasn't a play I thought was even going deep, the way he rolled out. I thought he was looking for somebody shorter, and then he looks up and just launches one. I mean, that guy's arm is ridiculous. On the negative side, the second amazing catch that Tyreek Hill made, where he made the circus catch, jumped, turned around, stuck out his left hand, caught the ball, went upside down, landed on his head and shoulders. It was just an amazing play. I just don't think Mahomes should have thrown that ball. If Tyreek Hill doesn't make an amazing play, that ball gets picked off because there's a defender right there. Maybe he doesn't throw that if it's not Hill and he just has so much trust in him. But it's still a play I'd rather him not make, because I think it's going to bite him in the butt eventually. But I mean, Hill made a great play. It ended up being a positive for the team. I can't rag on it too much, right, guys? The one thing that actually bothered me with Mahomes was how he handled the end of the first half. It seemed like we had plenty of time to get a field goal, but he rolled out, threw a Hail Mary. It took 9 or 10 seconds. It's just, I know it's the gunslinger in him. I hate to use that term. I hate that term. I don't really think he's a gunslinger. I think he's a whole lot more than that, but I'm going to use the term anyway. But he threw the ball downfield, and it was a play that was never gonna, it was never gonna work. It was basically just a throwaway, but it was a throwaway that went 45 yards. So that only left a couple seconds on the clock, and then the Chiefs had no option but to throw a Hail Mary again. And honestly, guys, I was kind of hoping for the Hail Mary on that one, the short pass to Hill, and let him try to Madden it in. But anyway, the pass got knocked down and that ended the half. And I just feel like the Chiefs, especially with their defense, they don't need to be leaving any points out on the field. And that's one issue I had with Andy Reid in this game was in the fourth quarter when we went run, run, pass twice with our offense in the fourth quarter. The defense was already gassed, and the way we've been moving the ball, we could have picked up a few first downs and been very still been conservative and protected the football. The rest of the offense on the day, of course, Hill had an amazing day. I think everybody knows that. 169 yards receiving, a punt return for a touchdown. He just looked unstoppable. I know the Steelers have to be looking at that and just shaking, guys, shaking. The rest of the offense, I thought Hunt was going to be used a little bit more in this game, but it really looks like Spencer Ware is the third down back. So Hunt gets first and second down, and if they don't run, they don't run. And then when they did run, it seemed like it was in very obvious situations. So I don't know if Reed was trying to be a little generic in this game because he was doing so many misdirections and things like that, and he didn't want to show too much. But I was really a little bit disappointed that, you know, there's been all this talk about our power running game and these big backs and getting between the tackles, and that didn't happen. But Hunt had one good run, and Ware had a really good run in that the last minute of the first half. You could really see that he still has that fire and fight in him. The offensive line, I really didn't think they looked that bad. They gave up some pressure, but as I watch NFL games every week, it seems like every team gives up pressure. The Eagles are supposed to have a great offensive line, and Foles was getting hit nonstop Thursday night. So I think they did a good job. The other receivers, Watkins and Kelce, got to catch those passes, guys. I know that Holmes throws heaters out there, but they still kind of look like they weren't ready for him, especially Watkins on that slant. It looked like he didn't realize the ball was out already, and he just stuck a hand up. It hit the ball and bounced in the air. That's a really dangerous play. You do not want your receivers doing that. That's going to get picked off. Gosh, I would think at least a quarter of the time, and that's not something that the Chiefs need. But he did come back and make a great catch in the first drive of the third quarter and kind of redeemed himself. You can see the talent in Sammy Watkins, just the way he moves. I honestly didn't realize how big of a guy he was. That stiff arm he threw on that wide receiver screen early in the game was just amazing. I guess it wasn't a screen, it was just a quick pass out there, but still, he stiff-armed the corner, knocked him down. Kind of lost his balance on his own, or he could have got some more yardage. Kelce, on the other hand, he just kind of looked out of sync to me. He dropped the one pass. I believe it was the first drive of the third quarter. The defender did put his hand on it, made a good play, but that's something that Kelce needs to catch. I thought in the first half, One of those passes, there was definitely pass interference, I thought. The refs might have thought the ball was uncatchable, is all I can think. Yeah, the pushing from the defensive back was within 5 yards, but the ball was already in the air. So they can't have their arms, they can't be pushing on them within 5 yards if the ball is already in the air. So, going forward, I'm not really worried. I believe Mahomes is the type of guy that is going to find the open player. And hopefully, if Kelce and Watkins and these guys want catches, they just need to continue getting open and it will happen for them. I don't think anybody could have called the Anthony Sherman touchdown. Was that not a beautiful play, guys? Wow. I saw him coming out of the backfield and I was like, who the heck is that? And then oh, that's Anthony Sherman. And then a perfect pass just over the hand of the outstretched defender, right into his bread basket. And there was no way he was going to drop that pass. It was just an amazing, amazing catch for him, a great play from Mahomes. And of course, Andy Reid had some of his scheming going on in those two touchdowns. Flips to DeAnthony Thomas and Tyreek Hill. That first flip to Thomas, I was confused. I didn't know what I saw. I had to back it up and watch it again. It looked to me like he handed the ball off to Hunt, but it was timed just so perfectly that it went right across the face of Hunt perfectly to Thomas. And if you watch that play and rewind, Kelsey's out there ready to block somebody, and there's nobody to block. He's just looking left and right. Anyway, amazing game, amazing offense. Now we get to talk about the defense. The defense. This one's a little tougher. There were some positives, some things that I liked. Anthony Hitchens had 15 tackles. I think a lot of that came later on in the game when we were in prevent, but he definitely made some plays earlier in the game too. Dee Ford stood out. He had a sack and I believe four quarterback hits, if I heard right. So that's definitely good to see from him. On the negative, I really didn't see much out of Justin Houston, and if Of course, you guys don't know me. Justin Houston might be my favorite chief. He's my favorite chief on defense for sure. I loved his style of play, and I still love his style of play. I haven't seen it as much lately, and I'd really like to see him get going because I think he can change a game, and we need guys who can change games. We need guys who can make plays because, as a whole, we didn't look very good. Another negative, and it's not really, I guess, on the Chiefs, but it looked like the Chargers O-line was holding all game long, and there were never any holding calls on them. I believe they said the Chargers were down three starters on their offensive line in this game. I know Barksdale went out early, and then before the game, I believe both of their guards missed this game. I know Forrest Lamp did, and I believe the other offensive lineman that was out was their other starting guard. So, if I'm right, they were only had two of their five starters, and we just didn't do a lot against them. And I'd like to see more. Now, some of that definitely was schematic in the second half. We were just kind of letting them take all the yards they wanted short. But that gets kind of old to watch sometimes. What do you do when you only have a 3-point lead and it's the fourth quarter? I'm just not sure that I have a ton of faith in what I've seen up to this point. And I know it's early. A lot of things can change. Barry, there's been rumors at least that he might play this Sunday. And if he does, the safety combo of Eric Berry and Ron Parker is very good. At least much better than what we've had. Parker looked great in this game. To just step in and play the way he did, I thought that was really admirable. That first drive the Chargers had, it was a third down about one and a half. He came in, made a good stop on the running back. I think Hitchens helped them clean it up, but right at the start, the defense set a tone, and they looked pretty good for about a quarter and a half, and then the wheels kind of started to come off. I think part of that too was probably the 100 degrees on the field, the temperature, and then they were on the field all the time. That's going to be an issue for this defense. We score and we scored quick, and I love scoring quick. Big plays are great. I'll take them all day. But we really need to be able to make some long, sustainable drives, kind of like we did to start the third quarter. I would have much rather had a couple drives like that in the fourth quarter, even if you didn't score, to give the defense some rest, because they're going to be on the field a ton this season if we're scoring like that. And we didn't have any turnovers this game, but if you throw in a turnover a game, that's just more that they have to be out on the field. And I think it's going to be tough on them, guys. It's going to be tough. I know we've been a good defense as far as total points allowed since Sutton's been here, and we were just okay last year. I think a lot of that last year was the fact that the offense was better and it scored fast. It scored fast sometimes. The other team got the ball more. And when you play a bend don't break style defense and the other team gets the ball more, they've just got more shots. And of course, any Chiefs fan you see will tell you our defense isn't as good as it was 3 years ago. But I do believe the fact that we score so fast and our defense gets so tired and is out on the field so much and is so exposed, also, it really hurts them in the long term. Before I get off of defense and move on to special teams for a minute, I think I'd like to highlight a couple of the good plays that I saw from the game and a couple things that I didn't like. The first play that I absolutely loved was, I believe, the second drive for the Chargers. It was third down. The Chiefs gave kind of an exotic blitz look to Phillip Rivers. They had two down linemen, but they were split out very wide on the edges. And then the outside linebackers were there next to him. And they were bringing some other players in the middle from the secondary. And it looked like Hitchens had the responsibility for the middle of the field. Well, the Chargers were ready for it. They did a dump off, a screen pass over the middle, and there was a corner in Hitchens with three San Di or sorry, Los Angeles Chargers blockers in front of him. Well, Hitchens just blew through the two guys that were supposed to block him, splitting them, hit the running back right at the knees, and dropped him. I believe the Chargers got a 2 yard loss. And that made me so happy, guys. That reminded me of Derek Johnson from 3 or 4 years ago when he was knifing through blocks and the running back just got stopped dead in their tracks. The other defensive play, and it's probably not one that really stood out to people, but it excited me just a little bit. It was, I believe, the third quarter. They threw to Travis Benjamin in the middle of the field deep. And they had him, and he ended up dropping the ball. But what got me excited was he'd blown past Ron Parker on the play. And Ron Parker was able to turn his hips, get his feet turned, and make up some ground on Benjamin. And he just looked so much faster on that play than I remember him being last year. And if he's got some of that quickness back, I believe he had a high ankle sprain last year for pretty much the whole year. But if he's got some of that mobility back and the quickness back and some of that top-end speed back, he can really be a player. Maybe just an average starter, but I would take that. An average starter is a big plus on this defense. On the negative side, I absolutely hated Bob Sutton's third down play on the Keenan Allen touchdown. Chargers had the ball I think it was somewhere around the 20 or 25, going into their end zone. Or sorry, into the end zone, Chiefs end zone. And Bob did the thing where he brings all the blitzers right to the line of scrimmage. All the receivers are one on one. And I hate this play because Rivers knows everybody is coming. There's no way that the guys at the line can drop back fast enough to get to those receivers. And he knows he has Keenan Allen one on one on Orlando Scandrick. I can't blame Scandrick for that. He just got absolutely torched, but just about everybody would. That's a play that Allen catches 75% of the time, or maybe more for a touchdown. And I'm not a Bob Sutton hater, but I hated that play. The other thing that stood out to me on defense that I didn't care for much was the way that Reggie Ragland looked. I had really high expectations going into this season for Ragland. I think he can be a hammer for the defense on against the run game. But when he had to run sideline to sideline on a couple of those short passes to running backs, he just looked slow. And it looked to me like he is more worried about just making it to the sideline than he was about actually tackling the player when he got there. And that's probably just a matter of getting in the game condition and getting used to the game speed. But I was a little bit disappointed with it. The other thing I'd like to say before I stop talking about the game was the special teams were amazing. Tyreek Hill's punt return for a touchdown was awesome. The DeAnthony Thomas play where the Chargers fumbled the punt, he picked it up, he got it put back in the crook of his arm, and then Thomas just punches the ball out. It was a really great play. James Winchester was right on it. And the Chiefs special teams really stood out, looked much better than the Chargers did, for sure. All right, now for the final segment of the show where I wanted to talk about the daily fantasy picks that I made going into Sunday's game. It really seems like I did pretty well on paper. The only player that I chose that didn't have a good game was Hunt. And I talked about how I was putting him in a lot of games, but not all of them. And that was why. Because I didn't fully trust that he was going to get enough carries to really make it worth his price. So I did miss on Hunt. But I talked about Mahomes and Tyreek Hill and how I had them going in every league I was playing. And that worked out great for me, guys. Mahomes had over 28 fantasy points. Hill had over 45, I believe. It worked out great. I had mentioned to stay away from Travis Kelce. That seemed to work out too. I hate that in my heart. But I had a feeling, at least for the first week, that he was going to be somebody who wasn't heavily looked at. And guys, he did get targets. He got plenty of targets in that game. There were just some things that went wrong on those targets, and then there were a couple balls that he had a chance to get and he didn't bring in. I said I thought there would be a touchdown between Sammy Watkins, Chris Conley and Spencer Ware, and I was wrong on that. DeAnthony Thomas got the touchdown. Now on the Chargers side, oh, sorry, one last thing. I also said I was sprinkling in the Chiefs defense guys, and they did score 10 fantasy points. So for the money that they cost last week, they actually did pretty decent in the daily fantasy. Now on the Chargers side, I highlighted two players in Mike Williams and Austin Eckler. Williams only cost like 3,900 bucks on DraftKings, and he scored over 13 points. So he did well, very well for his price. And then Eckler, he cost, I believe, 4,400 last week. And I don't know exactly how many fantasy points he had, but he had 40 some yards rushing and then 80 some yards receiving and a touchdown. So I know that he got enough points to be well worth his price. All right, guys, that's the show. later in this week, maybe Thursday night, Friday morning. The podcast looking at the Steelers game will drop. I've definitely got some work ahead of me because I hate the freaking Steelers. I'm going to have to find some game footage of the Browns game. And I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.